Dr. John Hutton is in the studio with me tonight. He's a man with a number of talents. Along with his work as pediatrician, he's owner of the Blue Manatee Bookstore and DeCafe, a lively bookstore and cafe for children and parents right here in Oakley. He recently began a publishing company, the Blue Manatee Press. He's going to talk with us tonight about collaborating on a book titled Cincinnati, Our City, Our Story. John, welcome. It's good to be with you.
Hi, Barbara. It's good to be with you also.
Would you begin by reading from the back cover of Cincinnati, Our City, Our Story? Because it gives us a good idea of why this book came about and of all of the groups that are involved in it.
This book was inspired by the Story Project via a collaboration of Sea Change Class 7 and other dedicated groups and individuals. Its mission is to reach families of all socioeconomic backgrounds to encourage reading, community dialogue, and exploration for children, by children, based on their Cincinnati story. Proceeds benefit Every Child Succeeds and the support they provide to families in Greater Cincinnati.
The first thing that is a feast for the eyes are the illustrations,
yes,
starting with the cover. And most of the art in this book were done by who?
By kids. Actually, the age range in the kids that contributed art for the book is from 6 years old to 13 years old.
And just astounding, the scope of the work, their vision, their ability to translate it. They also had some help from some very well-known local folks. So
yes.
Who were some of the professional artists that contributed?
We were fortunate to, through relationships developed through the bookstore, to win the participation of Lauren Long, Chris Payne, and Will Hillenbrand, who are all very well-known children's illustrators that live here in town.
And those are primarily featured on the cover, the back cover, and the title page, and the rest of the book is given over to the kids.
That's right.
You also had the advantage of having the text done by another well-known local author. Who is she? And where does this story begin?
It's a long story for a children's book, but Louise Borden was kind enough to volunteer her talents as an author. She's a very well-known children's author who lives here in town as well, and we've known her for some years through the bookstore.
Did she shape where this story of our city began, or how was that determined? Because this starts, one of the wonderful things I said to you earlier before we went on air is at the beginning,
right,
as far as we humans know it, of this part of the country. So how was that determined?
Sure. Louise is a really expert in writing well-researched histories for kids, histories, biographies. She comes with all kinds of fascinating topics. And when I reached out to her to see if she would be willing to sign on to this project, I had a feeling that she would lend those talents to this book. And she definitely exceeded expectations in that regard. What started as a collection of images of the city, she did an excellent job sort of weaving into a history of Cincinnati, starting with the landscape back to the Native Americans and before, when, as it says in the book, the city wasn't a city at all. And then takes us from the early settlers up to recent developments in town like the CAC and other new things. So she did a terrific job.
I would think that there would be a lot of behind-the-scenes organization that goes into a book like this. And you've already alluded to some of them. What was your role as publisher?
I first got involved via an email I received back in April. This book really is an example of how not to do a children's book. It came together magnificently well, but typically picture books will take about 18 months or so to complete. I received an email at the end of April from actually a friend who I was a resident with at Children's Hospital who said, my husband's working on a children's book and will you help him? And I said, I'd be happy to meet with him. His name was David Robert Shaw. And so we sat down for coffee and he said, we want to do a children's book about Cincinnati. We want kids to do the artwork. And I said, well, who's going to write the book? And he said, we don't know. Do you know anybody? And I said, well, when do you want to finish it? And they said, well, we're hoping by October. And so immediately my jaw dropped. But it was an exciting challenge. And I, as a publisher, had some experience producing my own books and some other books just through the bookstore, which was Blue Manatee Press. And it was really quite a learning curve. We went from collecting artwork that the children submitted that was juried through the library to matching that with Louise's text that had not yet been written. And she didn't know what the kids' images were going to look like either. And she said, well, what? I need something to work with. And we gave her a kind of a list of images we hoped to get, but we weren't exactly sure how it was going to come out. And so when she completed her text and we had the images back, we had to put them together like a jigsaw puzzle and try to get it to all sing. And I think it really came together really, really well. And then as far as the professional illustrators, I'd reached out to Lauren and Will and Chris to see if they'd be willing to share some images just to show how they were inspired by their city to create images of Cincinnati, and then went on subsequently to become internationally known children's illustrators, hopefully to inspire the kids that, starting with their work like they did for this book, they could someday be famous children's illustrators also.
Well, and on the cover you have the professional artist's rendering of the fountain in Fountain Square, as right. well as a child. So it's a wonderful marriage. But I really did love the collaboration that went into the book, since it is about our city, and the fact that the children were from all over town, the artists who contributed to this. So it's always interesting to see where people are going in their lives, how the dots connect in their life, I often say. You're a pediatrician and you own a bookstore and now you're a publisher. How did you get from one to the other? Did they happen simultaneously, or tell us about that?
If somebody can answer that for me, I would be very happy to find out. It's been quite a journey. I don't think if you would have asked me when I was the age of the children writing this book, what would I be doing when I was a boring grown-up, that I would be writing books and publishing books and a pediatrician. But it's amazing. I'm just, over the past 10 years, really, when I started as a pediatric resident and was originally going to be an emergency room doctor, and then one thing led to another, and I went on leave by my own choice because I wanted to write books. And about a couple months later, we happened upon what was then called the Blue Marble Bookstore in Oakley, and it was closing. And my wife Sandy and I both didn't want to see it close, so we decided to revive it. And so we took it on, signed a contract in Green Crayon, which is a true story, and revived the store, which is now Blue Manatee. Subsequently, through the experience in the store, it became more and more obvious to me how important books are in kids' lives and what an incredibly nurturing experience reading with a child and going to a bookstore with a child is. And that led me to go back to children's and complete a residency where my focus was on children and literacy and screen time, the amount of time kids spend in front of video screens, and as opposed to what I call the real world. And my residency project was encouraging kids to reduce screen time and embrace healthy alternatives, which led me to create my own books, which are called Baby Unplugged, that are dedicated to kids age 3 and under to hopefully inspire them to have these real world experiences with their families. And that was how we really got into publishing, as national publishers who I'd reached out to thought the books were interesting, but it really wasn't the kind of book that they were doing. So since we had a platform to work from, we decided to do them ourselves in the store. And that's become Blue Manatee Press, which is actually growing and becoming an increasingly viable thing.
You sort of have a self-collaboration along with being a part of this larger collaborative experience. So I want to thank you so much for visiting with us tonight.
Oh,
always
a pleasure
to talk with you, John.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on.
I've been talking with John Hutton about his work as publisher of Cincinnati, Our City, Our Story, as well as the award-winning series Baby Unplugged, and also recently Toast to Baby. You'll find more information about these at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.